I don't know where you're getting out of a class. They come on down to pound bags, but I don't know. I never. One time we were by them when we go fishing, have them get take any. We just buy pounds, go a little in their coffee.
When you got 100 pounds, was it just in one bag or one side?
Yeah.
Was there anything on the outside to protect it? One of those brown bags or?
No, there's white bags. The skeletons are full with it, but there's little, there wasn't these here thin sacks, there's little thick and heavy, you know, than the most sacks you get now. Them, like these chicken feed and stuff comes in, they were heavier sacks than that. And they used to come, they did come in one of them white sacks with one of these old toe sacks on around it.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
That's what you're getting to, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they used to be that way. And they used to, now as a kid, they brought that coffee in here in 100-pound sacks. Was on there with
beans,
get,
huh?
Beans? Yeah, and the beans. And, once in a while, I've seen them bring in that cream. You had to partridge yourself. I haven't seen that much, but I seen something down there at the store that broke me from. I didn't drink all of it. I was just a kid getting to run around a little. And I guess that dog had been drinking beer that came in the store. I went home and I told Mom, I said, now don't you all buy none of that coffee out of that big 100-pound sack. Said, why? And I said, well, that dog went by there, he was raised a hind leg and throwed himself out of gear, and he went all over that.
A lot of people thought their coffee tasted strange on that.
Then they got to where it come in, what's called Forex coffee, pound packages. And then they got something they called line head. And then some come in with Arbuckle, and then there was another brand. But you carry that out, a dollar's worth of it was, you was getting 10, no, I believe it was 12 pounds for a dollar.
Mercy.
And then they finally got to bringing it in, as I said, in them sacks, little sacks, but what they call peaberry. And they had mills there at the ground, and we had one of them old time coffee mills that fastened up on the wall, you know, and just pour what you want to grind in today and grind it up. It's fresh. I never will forget them kind. You've seen them. I don't know whether you ever seen them.
Like big
them kind, you know, what you put here, the little drawer in, and turn it around here, and pull out a little drawer out. You got two. We finally got one of them.
I like
the other one the best. It's set up there and come together nearly down here, you know. It just all run in and run out, hose your cup or whatever you want to catch it in under there, and you didn't have to turn many times if you had your coffee ground.
Coffee was always fresh.
It was always fresh.
Yeah, and then they started pre-grinding it, and it was always stale.
I never did. I didn't drink coffee the last 25, 30 years ago. Sweet milk three times a day.
Boy, that sure won't hurt you any.
Yeah, and I was raised on that stuff. And now and then I just don't want it at all.
I haven't drunk much milk lately. Now and then I want a whole bunch.
4 or 5 years ago, I just got to where I didn't like it. I said, I went to help my mammy milk cows when I was just barely big enough to start in. And we always had plenty of milk and plenty of butter. And we didn't milk all this out. We just milked enough to really run us and let the calves out of the rest and then turn the calves in the field at night like crap grass. And I mean, we had some fat calves.
If you went to the store with a nickel to buy some candy, what would it be put in?
A little paper sack.
Just a little one, huh?
Yeah. But you could buy it. You could buy what they call a mixed candy for a long time, you know. 3 pounds for a quarter.